Hello, you are listening to the Dungeon Boys podcast. We are a TTRPG podcast showcasing our first season of Stardust Echoes, a sci-fi fantasy homebrew campaign where we say inappropriate shit all the time. This is for mature audiences only, even though all of us are extremely immature.
Like fuck.
Booty.
Penis.
He said penis.
The Dungeon Boys consists of Lindsay playing Six the Tabaxi Rogue, Grant playing Katal Tarash, the Golden Dragonborn Barbarian, Ellie playing Pants, the Artificer Kobold, Dylan playing Temple, the Warforged Monk, Arland playing Valen, the Winged Tiefling Warlock, Anthony playing Grayson, the Half-Elf Ranger, and I am Justine. I will be your Dungeon Master for this campaign. Also, feel free to stay to the end of the show for a recommendation for another phenomenal podcast the Dungeon Boys stumbled upon recently. They are truly phenomenal, and we can't wait to tell you all about them at the end of this episode. And with that, the Dungeon Boys proudly present Stardust Echoes. Last episode, the team was at Grayson Cato's family estate because they had found out that Tarawin had had an explosion happen when she realized that the council had destroyed the Feywild. So they went to get Tarawin. Torash and her had a lovely, wonderful moment where she said she might need to try to do things on her own from now on and be strong and regain her confidence. They also ran into a would-be assassin, which was Six's brother, Ham. But after a miscommunication was cleared up, they actually all seemed to get along fairly well. Now, the team is starting to all group up together as the dawning and weight of the Vault of Nautical is right around the corner. We're going to start this episode with Pants.
Oh, okay.
Oh, rut roll.
Okay, Pants is 3 feet tall Jericho, looking to a crossbow, and he's succeeding.
So,
as he usually does.
So the salt and peppered older human guides you down a hallway and looks back at you, but averts his eyes upward to respect your request of not looking at him, or not looking at you, and says, So, Jericho, I know you said not to ask, but I have to know, what brings this new line of magic weaving to your forethought of your mind?
Well, I just felt like I needed to have something new and better in my repertoire of conniving and being misunderstood.
Absolutely.
Because I'm Jericho, the half-elf.
Because, yes, I am Jericho. I am 100% Jericho.
Ah, yes, that absolutely makes sense. How's your relationship with your brother? Is it improving?
It's terrible. But, you know, I just do love him deep down. And I'm pretty sure that Grayson feels the same way.
You're so honest today. It's showing a reflection of your character and growth, Jericho. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. What was your name again?
Holden.
Holden, thank you. I've known you
since you were born.
Yeah, I know. I've just, you know, with this new magic weaving, I just have some I have some memory loss. Yes, I just, you know, it happens.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Oh, well, we are approaching the armory, and you see this really neat tapestry in front of you with dragons flying over the waterfalls of moss.
and there is a blue dragon kind of right in the front. And Holden comes up and puts his hand on the dragon, and the tapestry almost weaves alive and looks at you. And the dragon blinks, and then it opens and parts in the center. And there is an entrance. And he says, "I would have let you do it, Jericho, but, you know, I don't want the magic of what you're doing to weave with our security protocols. But please, after you, sir."
Yeah, that's okay. I totally knew that I could do that. Can Grayson do that, too?
Of course. All the Kato children have the honor and privilege of any place in this mansion.
Okay, great.
But you would know that, of course, right, Jericho?
Yes. And, like, Pants, like, looks over to the side and he's like, "Freaking Grayson not telling us he had access to all of this magic shit. God damn it." yes. I will enter now. Thank you. What was your name again?
You can call me Buddy.
Buddy, I like that.
As you walk past him, I need you to roll a dexterity saving throw.
Fucking Jesus. Oh, I got a 21.
Holy shit.
Hell yeah.
He goes to try to swipe towards the top of your head.
Why?
Why?
He's trying to get the fucking out of this.
How does he know? How does he know I have that on? I'm Jericho, damn it.
And as he does, you perfectly like evade him.
Yeah. Oh, hey, what you doing there?
Oh, you had a piece of fluff on your head.
No, I didn't. I keep my horns perfectly manicured.
Horns, Jericho?
I and
stop. Please don't touch me there. He sucks.
He goes all right. You caught me, and he pulls off the hat.
It's okay, Pants. I knew it was you.
Oh, buddy, no way. How'd you know?
Well, I've had my fun times in the past with the hat of disguise. But what are you actually looking for in the armory? And he kind of walks with you deeper into this area.
Well, I got into a little trouble a little while ago, and I lost my precious, precious crossbow. So it was just the perfect size for me, and I really miss it.
I think we have something that we can equip for you.
And with that, we'll switch to the other group. So all of you are outside in the gardens, and Ham is kind of like holding his ankle, stretching out his calf that's like got a huge gash in it and kind of bleeding. And he's like, Scout, where did your dragonborn buddy go?
Lindsay, that's you.
Oh, that's my name.
Hi, Scout.
I'm not used to hearing that name, goddammit.
That's sick.
It was Lindsay's like dead stare that got me. She's just like,
in my mind, I was like, I think she's talking to me, but that's not my name. Because no one else is responding.
That's not my name.
That's not my name.
And I thought it did too. I was like, oh shit.
Okay, do it again. Take two.
Scout, where did your dragonborn friend go? He's not like trying to secretly ambush me, right?
Well, I mean, I guess he's my friend now.
Wow, okay.
I hadn't really thought about it until right now. No, I don't know. He might. He gets a little handsy with his sword. But I think he's more concerned about where his dumb half elf girlfriend is.
Oh, is that the chick I saw walk into the base?
What did she look like? An idiot.
Blonde. Not a lot behind those eyes, for sure.
That's her.
Got it.
She
Got
looked
it.
Like an idiot.
Did she transform into a snow leopard at all?
No, that'd be sick.
Yeah, you missed out. have missed you.
Missed you too, bud. Apologies, everyone. You're all still here.
Oh, hey, guys.
I should probably get out of here. You know, I just tried to kill your your guy here.
Yeah, Grayson.
Sorry about that, Grayson.
I just love how nonchalant Grayson's being about this whole fucking thing.
You know, it happens. I get it. Money, for sure. Not holding it against you.
You've just chosen, like, the easy street vibe for this scenario here.
Chill in the mirror. Yeah. Got some banana bread, you know. Pretty good. Yeah. It's called growth, Ellie.
She's being the bigger person.
Oh, sorry.
It's nice to meet you, Temple. I've seen you in the news sometimes.
I'll be perfectly honest with you. It wasn't very nice to meet you. I hope that you improve yourself.
Wow. I'm going to take that to heart. You hang out with my little sister, so what you say must have some kind of value.
I see potential in you.
Oh, thanks, bud.
Be good.
I will be good at what I do. Yes, I will be good at what I do.
Heyo.
Best luck in the race to your friend. And hey, you got quite the fireball right hook there, Tiefling. So I hope I don't meet you again. Okay.
Valen just like waves.
It was big of you to tell us the truth. Thank you.
Adios.
Love you, bro.
Love you, Scout.
Keep in touch.
So he goes to press the button and realizes he's not wearing his helmet and goes, cool, I guess Misty Step is not an option. And he walks
limping because he has a leg injury.
Yeah. And you see this, you're on this like huge floating garden. He just walks off the side of it. And you see him drop, like all of your eyes get big, and then like a little tiny ship just like zooms away.
Well, he's badass.
That seems like a
badass.
Significant breach in security. Should talk to somebody about that.
That's so badass.
That was a very very Aladdin.
One jump ahead of the bread line.
And at this point, you see Torash and Tarawin. Her arm is around his arm, kind of in that like old fashioned-y way of like walking out of the mace.
Oh.
Hi, Tarawin.
Hi, Temple. Hello, everyone.
Oh, you're back.
Hi, Tarawin. You done destroying my house?
Oh, God.
She looks super embarrassed and drops her arm and says,
Grayson, I can't even begin to apologize.
It is totally okay. Nobody was injured. We're just glad you're okay. And, you know, I'm pretty sure my parents are wanting to renovate the house next year anyway, so this is just a jump start for that.
Okay, well, if there's anything I can do, consider me officially in your debt.
We are wealthy beyond measure. It is no issue to us to rebuild part of a destroyed compound.
I had a dream about you the other day. And I killed Phantom for you, so maybe that could be something or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that was a lot of very strange information you just dumped on me all at once.
That was a lot of somethings.
You guys think I'm strange?
We're all strange here. It's kind of fit right in.
She runs up to Temple and hugs him.
Pat, pat.
Pat, pat.
Where's Pants and Jagalda?
Where is Pants?
Where is Pants? Hey, Six, where's Pants?
Where is Pants?
Six.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
No.
Was I
no.
with Pants last?
Six. You stayed behind with Pants to eat some sandwiches.
Oh.
Where's Pants?
I totally forgot about that.
I'm more concerned about Pants loose in my house than I am about heroin destroying part of it.
Love this.
I army rolled out of a window and I completely forgot.
Why did you army roll out of a window? What have you been doing in my house?
I saw my brother and I had to make haste.
That's pretty cool.
And get down here.
Never bring you people back here again.
I had to make haste.
Make haste.
Where's your brother?
He's gone. He tried to kill Grayson, and then he left.
He was really cool about it, though. I think he and I are buds, so...
You're very likable, Grayson.
you see Valen, Valen's like...
Yeah, even Grayson's just like...
We're just gonna like,
that might be the first time ever in his life somebody's described him as likable, so, you know.
Well, let's, go inside. I can make some muffins.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm sure. Maybe when you start making them, Pants will pop up.
Like a moth to the flame.
And she twists her fingers through yours, Torash.
Stop.
And I hold her hand back.
Stop it.
They look very happy. So you all walk back from the gardens into the house. And you're headed back to that main living room area. And there's a chair knocked over. And Lorelai is standing there looking very stunned.
Hi, sis. Are you okay?
I just had a really intense vision.
Oh, right.
What happened?
I forgot about her.
She looks at you and emotion kind of wells in her eyes. And she says,
I saw all of you. The Vault of Nautical, it's not you. I saw you die. But Jericho, I'm so confused. I need to go find Calliope right away. Jericho's trying to kill you?
Yes.
Does Father know?
Here's the thing. When you're a young child and you actively tell your parents, hey, I'm pretty sure my brother's trying to kill me, they don't really believe you. So at this point, it's kind of, you know.
She hugs you fiercely.
I hug her back.
And whispers in your ear, stay away from the nautical. And then she runs out of the room looking for Calliope before you can say anything else. All the food is still spread out all over the table. And at that point, Pants and Holden walk in.
Oh, there you are, Pants.
Pants!
Hey, guys! Look, I have a new friend. His name's Buddy.
Hello, Buddy.
Okay.
Holden winks at all of you.
Holden, what did Pants do?
Holden? Wait, Holden? That's your name?
I told you that was...
Holden, he's nuts.
Please roll a D100, Grant.
Just gets fucking struck by lightning.
29.
All of a sudden, Torash feels very sick. He is about to shit his pants and needs to run to the bathroom.
Where's the closest bathroom, Grayson?
Down that hall, take a left, take a second left, then a right, and then go straight down the staircase.
Okay, thanks.
Tarwin! And he runs to hug her.
She hugs you back. She actually gets on her knees and gives you a big squish.
Aw. I'm glad you're okay. Grayson said you...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I didn't think I'd get to see you until the Vault of Nautical. This is so exciting.
Grayson said you were dead.
Oh, yeah.
Dead.
Me too.
Have you made any muffins recently?
Oh, I was about to. I'll be right back.
And she gets up and kind of skirtles out.
What did you do?
What do you mean?
Why are you being escorted through my house by Holden?
Why is he escorting me? I think, in fact, I am escorting him.
No. No.
Torash, you can come back now. Your punishment's over for your bad joke.
It was fucking funny, all right?
It was a great joke.
Phenomenal joke.
Well, you see, I was taking it upon myself to give myself a tour of your lovely home because somebody didn't have the decency to show us around.
No, so, definitely the last time we were here, we absolutely gave you all the tour, for sure.
Oh, well, I was actually testing this new hat that I have. You guys want to see something cool? And he puts on the hat and he turns into 3-foot Jericho.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
That is unsettling.
Horrible.
I fooled this big guy right here. He thought I was Jericho the whole time. Could you believe that?
Deeply unsettling.
Tarwin walks back in at that minute with a tray full of muffins and sees the 3-foot Jericho and drops the tray. You can tell there's fear in her eyes.
Pants, like, runs up to Grayson. He's like, give me a hug, brother. Give me a hug.
No, and Grayson's like, Mom, Armin, just...
He, like...
No.
He, like, arms out and starts to chase him around.
No.
I didn't know you were here, Jericho.
At that, I think Grayson just stops running and just turns and is like, really?
Jericho runs into his ass. I mean,
Grayson. And Grayson just falls over.
And at that point, I'm sure the hat kind of just falls off.
So, Tarawin bends down and starts picking up the muffins. She says, I'll be back. And she leaves, and Holden kind of clears his throat and says, I will also be back. And he leaves, and you're all kind of left alone with this huge table of food. And at that, you hear one of the robo-stones go off.
Can I insight check either of them to see why, like, if they were, why they were leaving or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go. One of them was a 25, the other one was a 22.
Tarawin's obviously very uncomfortable with the thought of Jericho. There's, like, a fear and anxiety in her presence, and she probably just needed a minute. And Holden realized that he wanted to go do something. Nothing malicious of either of them, just other intentions and directives.
Balin's gonna pick up the robot.
You hear,
hello?
And it's Jagalna's voice.
Balin.
Yeah.
We have an incoming transmission directed for Torash. Shall I put it through?
Yeah. Torash.
Meow.
Meow.
You hear this basically message saying that you need to submit your final information for the Vault Subnautical if you'd like to participate, and if you're going to be going as a group or by yourself.
Well, I guess it's right around the corner, huh?
It's in 3 days. All of you heard this message, by the way.
So are you folks interested in doing the Vault Subnautical with me?
Yes.
That's a pretty big ask.
I feel like we don't really have much of a choice.
You gonna let me drive?
It's a foot race. We've been over this many times.
All right.
I mean, it's either we go as a team or I do it myself.
I mean, I feel like we have a better chance of winning if we do it as a team, considering there are six of us.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty dangerous.
I had a great uncle who participated in the Vault Subnautical once upon a time. Yeah, he died during it.
Oh. That makes me want to sign up.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That was the race. Wasn't that the race in, what is it? 20, it was 29, like 64, wasn't it? Or something like that. I remember reading about that.
Yeah, I was fairly young back then. Yeah. You know, everybody thought the lava was going to get him, but he just had a heart attack like a mile from the finish line.
This fucking cannon is gold.
He was too old. What a noob.
I've actually never seen the race. Do you know if there's a limit to how many people can participate on one team?
I believe the maximum is 6.
Well, that's handy.
How convenient.
Didn't that work out nicely?
Simply convenient.
Well, when you do something, you should burn yourself up completely, like a good bonfire, leaving no trace of yourself.
That is what every employer I've ever had has told me, so, yep.
Capitalism.
Vance is, like, counting on his fingers and stuff, and he's like, wait, that means we can't bring Tarawin. She can't be in the race with us.
Oh, no.
We don't want her anyway.
Oh.
Much as she cares for me, I'd much rather her be in the safety of my family while and watching.
But I thought your bed was really cold.
Yeah, you did.
I think Grayson literally was like taking a sip of coffee and chokes and just is aspirating and can't breathe.
All right, so I'll send in the information saying we're all gonna be there.
You have another transmission.
Oh.
It seems that Nyx Pips is asking for an exclusive interview.
Fuck that guy.
Before the Vault Subnautical.
Fuck that guy.
Shall I respond?
You just hear Grayson in the background just shouting, fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
No, that guy sucks.
On the other hand, if we had a message we wanted to get out to the whole system, this would be a great way to do it. Assuming he doesn't edit it.
Which he probably will, knowing him.
He would sensationalize it, certainly.
He also might just broadcast it live.
That would be ideal.
I could also monitor the transmission and see if I can edit it as well.
Oh, that would be fun.
Sure, why don't we do that and you do that?
Yes. Also, I am talking to you all again and I'm no longer mad. Trigalda out.
We love you.
Oh, yay. We love you, Trigalda.
And I am no longer mad.
Do you think she heard me?
Trigalda was mad at us?
Yeah, she was grumpy.
As the Robo Stone goes off, you all kind of look at each other and realize that the Vault of Nautical has been pushed up and that you are running out of time.
Oh, my God.
Holden calmly comes back in as if he was maybe only standing at the door and says, "We're preparing your ship. I'm very proud of you, Grayson."
Thank you.
"As much as it has been great to see you and meet your comrades, I think it's time for you all to go. I will keep an eye on Jericho the best I can, but be cautious."
Thank you.
He fled quite quickly.
I'm not surprised.
Okay. You all kind of take your fill of some food, wash up a bit, and as you head out, Terwin runs out, and she's wearing a cloak and has a bag and says,
"Okay, well, I've secured a ship, and I'm going to maybe just drive alongside you for a bit and or fly alongside. I'm not quite sure. And then I will hopefully see you there. I've got some learning to do and some folks to seek out, and I know I can do this on my own."
Terwin, you're always welcome.
And so you depart. You see some of the servants of the Cato estate taking the last of supplies and things into your ship. You all get on board, looking at Moss with this familiarity and comfort as Torash takes the pilot seat and starts to raise your ship up and then take off. You kind of cruise through these sky cities and islands that float above the lush jungle surface below, passing through waterfalls, and Torash kind of weaves, taking his time. There you see small wyverns fly by, and Azeron kind of bobs his head watching them. Inferna Jones rubs upon Six's legs as you all start to relax in this ship that has become your home, knowing that you are on your way to the Vault of Nautical to find the cannon, to find the next piece of the cannon. When you finally leave the outer atmosphere, you kind of sit, go about your own business, and separate in your different sections. And you look around you. You're well stocked. You have a lot of gear now and items. And this giant golden mirror kind of sits propped up against the side.
We have a mirror? When did we have a mirror?
Oh, yeah, that's Grayson's new mirror. He got it as a gift when for his remembrance ceremony. Actually, it was from Ham. It was a present from Ham, Six's brother.
What?
Oh yeah, that's right. You weren't there, little buddy.
Ellie really wanted Pants to get caught up to speed.
Oh shit! Yeah.
What? Why am I always the last to know these things?
I am learning now too, Pants.
Well, Pants, maybe if you weren't running around looking like a Kato trying to get into things you probably shouldn't have, maybe you would have been there.
That's besides the point. If we were true friends, you would have told me everything.
Well, I am telling you everything. We just got back on the ship.
Pants looks at him and he's like, trust issues. Remember that time you tried to kill me, Valen? I remember that time.
I remember what happened afterwards. I really don't remember what happened during.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, self-aware.
So, but back to this mirror, what is it? It seems kind of... I would assume Pants could tell that it seems kind of magical.
Roll Arcana, Pants.
I'm rolling Arcana. Pants is rolling Arcana. Pants rolled a 9.
Pants just looks like a mirror to you.
So why did Grayson need a giant mirror? Well, actually, never mind. I know the answer to that. nice addition to the ship, Grayson. I approve.
What? Grayson's in his quarters with the door open. He's only kind of hearing, mumbling this conversation.
I said, I like your mirror.
Oh, thank you. Don't touch it.
Why?
Just don't.
You know he's going to touch it now, right?
I'm going to touch
it. Pants, don't.
And he touches it.
God damn it.
Nothing happens. It's not activated.
Why would he tell me not to touch it if it's just a normal mirror? All right, that's
fine. It must be precious to him.
He turns around and goes, sits on a couch and starts, like, playing with his goo jar.
Temple touches the mirror, too. He's like, huh.
Temple, as you go up to the mirror and touch it, nothing happens, but you look down and you see your mask kind of on your hip. And oh, you feel a weight.
Does Temple emote this in any way?
I was going to say he does a sweet Fortnite emote. starts floss dancing.
Just Fortnite emotes.
Damn Fortnite.
Yeah, I think because with like Pants walking up and touching it and shrugging, walking away, and he kind of touches it, you see him stall and kind of his eyes kind of sit on his mask. He's just kind of standing there.
Valen's gonna walk up next to him.
Oh, hi, Valen.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Not great. I don't know how to explain, but maybe you'd understand. This mask is really troubling me lately.
How so?
Do you remember when I sat with Novakite?
Yeah, and you guys had that little meditation session, right?
Yeah, correct. During that meditation, I experienced, how do I put this? I went into the depths of the mask, and I saw who I was before I became a Monk of Mercy. And that machine, that monster, is still in there.
Like, your memories came back from before?
It seemed to be more than memories. It was as if inside the mask, that monster is pinned. Did I tell you how my master found me?
I don't think we've ever talked about that.
Grayson rolled a 25 perception. You hear everything happening.
Yeah. This definitely isn't like a secret conversation. This is like in the middle of the...
You just see Grayson's head just like this outside the door.
Yeah.
With a 25, he doesn't even need it. He could just sit there and perfectly
He's like dead asleep, but still fully aware.
Yeah, it's like Gandalf.
Yes!
Oh, I suppose I haven't told you. This body of mine fought in the 300-year war. And my master, Gaman, found me in the wreckage of that battlefield. I had never done the math on how many years later. But I was pinned under some upturned earth for time out of time. And it changed me. To where, until very recently, I could not remember what that experience was like. My memories came back when we met Ephraim, because his order fought in that war. And since then, it's been a cascade, and it all centers around this mask. And I'm fearful that if I put this on, MT1 will come back.
Uh-huh. Valen looks at Temple, and he's like, well, I mean, haven't you put the mask on before that?
Yes, and that's what's confusing to me. The twins put the... Or the triplets put the mask on my face and nothing happened. No reaction. But recently, and I think he glances towards Grayson's room, but recently when I would reach my hand to the mask, necrotic energy would pull at my hand, as if urging me to put the mask on. I'm not sure what changed.
Where did you get the mask from?
The mask has been with the Order of Mercy for hundreds and hundreds of years. And Gaman gave it to me soon before he died. And in that meditation with Novakite, he expressed that he went through a similar trial. It was harrowing, though he didn't give me details. It had to do with confronting your inner demons, and I've faced mine face to face, and I don't want to again. But I think I have to.
Valen's gonna kind of take a step closer in the sense to like try to like console Temple. And it's gonna be like, well, someone who knows about inner demons and confronting them and trying to fight back, it's not an easy battle. I'll be completely honest, if it wasn't for the people around us right now and this mission, really, I don't know if I'd be able to be where I'm at now, as far as freeing myself from those demons. So if you need anything from us, any assistance at all in this venture of yours, I mean, we're here for you.
Thank you, Valen. I was hoping this would just kind of go away, but it's only gotten worse, so I may be leaning on my friends very soon.
You can push it down and ignore it all you want. The only problem with that is sometimes that'll just make it stronger and give it more power over you. And at this point, that's probably the last thing you want to happen.
I can speak to that for sure.
Like, as daunting as this mask is, maybe it's there to actually help you more than harm you.
Meant to I show you how think... really screwed up you are. Sorry.
Pan says that in the background.
playing with his fucking jar of goo.
He's got a jar of goo. Just like...
I think in the end you may be right. I just hope that I can minimize damage on the road there. Part of me was tempted to put the mask on with you here and just roll the dice and see what happens, but I would prefer not to destroy the ship in transit to the big thing that we've been excited to go to.
Yeah, maybe it's something we can kind of reassess during the nautical, you know, when there's more open space. And who knows, maybe it comes in handy and helps us win this thing for Torash.
Yeah.
But either way, we are here for you, and you know, I can speak for everybody. You've been a vital member of this team, and we're here to support you no matter what.
Thank you, Valen.
Okay. So you get a day. There's conversations had, chess games played, and training done. You, at some points, catch yourself, all of you, look at the mirror and glance at it and see a group of friends interacting. Friends who've gone through a lot in a very short amount of time, but people you are comfortable with and that you trust. And the day goes by. At one point, Jigalda starts dimming the lights to reflect what it would be like if you were on a planet and you all go to sleep. You may take a long rest. So please go to your character sheet and mark a long rest.
Do we get to level up again, too?
No. And as I stated, anytime you guys are flying through space, you will roll a d12 for me. This time, I pick Anthony to roll it.
It's me.
11.
You sleep peacefully through the night.
Ooh. Fuck yeah.
You're able to get a really good long rest. You're back in your cots and your beds, and you awake to the smell of coffee. As you walk out of your bunks, you notice that the twin suns are dancing to the right of the ship, showing that on some planets it's the colder season, but you smell the rich scent of coffee from Gozi.io. And as you kind of look at these mugs scattered about waiting for you that Jigalda has made, you notice that there's a smaller mug that would be Pants's that is just heaped with an intense amount of sugar on top of it.
Ah, yes.
Oh, my God.
Pants has told me his preference is high amounts of sugar.
I love sugar.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
There was an incoming transmission that your parents are standing by on Notuv, Torash.
Is there above the table? I guess Valen would ask Torash. Hey Torash, is there like a certain way we should like greet your parents, or like out of respect, or
nah?
Any traditions or tendencies we need to know about?
No, I mean my father is a high-ranking officer in the Notuv military, so just keep that in mind. But I mean, he's a pretty laid-back guy, so you don't have to go too crazy with him. Just a, you know, just a general respect, I would say, you know.
Hell yeah.
We will reach Notuv in 1 hour. You may see it now with the natural eye.
I can see the surface of the goddamn planet. I troll a 28 on perception.
You're seeing the tops of people's heads as they're walking around.
Yeah.
And it's not a new day, right? Or is it?
Yeah, we took a long rest.
What do I roll to see if I grow a beard? This is very important. Pants has a beard!
Oh, God.
Tell us what it looks like, Pants. You all, as you're drinking coffee, Pants' belt begins to glow. What appears on your face, buddy?
So he, like, is sipping his coffee with all the sugar in it, and then he's like, ooh, the coffee is making me feel extra jittery today, and all of a sudden he just gets, like, this yellow. Yeah, it's yellow. So it's
Pants
just, like,
is blonde?
No, it's just different colors, whatever. Yeah. Last time I had a giant purple beard, so this time.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, I'm like, Pants, you got a little, oh, wait, no, oh, it's your.
He's like, belt. What? Oh, I happened again.
Pants, you look just like Master Hogan.
Master who what?
Master Hogan. Oh, there's a master on my on V7 who has a mustache just like yours.
Was he also a kobold?
Oh.
His first name wouldn't happen to be Hulk, would it be?
You know Hulk Hogan?
As a matter of fact, I do. He was my he was my weight training professor.
Yeah, Master Hogan was huge. It's funny seeing that mustache on little Pants here.
He was quite the figure, brother.
Temple, I haven't had the pleasure of meeting Master Hogan, but I did meet his contemporary, Master Savage.
Master Savage? I don't know if I've met Savage.
Oh, Randy?
He visited the estates quite a few times.
Randy Savage?
You know Randy? You know Master Randy Savage?
Ooh, yeah.
I heard he fears no man, beast, or evil, brother.
He is quite the macho man.
Oh my god, okay, I have to stop this. So, you hear Jugalda say,
"We are approaching Notu. Am I to stay on the ship?"
I think that's up to you.
Yeah, I think we'll be fine. I don't think we're going to need anything necessary, but if you would like to come along, then you're more than welcome to.
If you're up for it.
I will debate.
We have time.
Has anyone been to Notu before, except Torash?
In passing as a child.
I don't know. I don't think Valens.
I wanted to go. There was a village that collapsed into the sea. We worked to raise money and send it there, but I wasn't able to actually travel there to help.
That's beautiful.
I watched the nautical in person as a child, but that was many years ago.
I think I've only ever really seen like videos and photos of it. I never don't know if I've ever actually been here. Not that I recall.
Nope.
Well, Notilf is nicknamed the planet at war with itself. The reason is due to the two biomes being polar opposites. As you can see, the southern part of the planet is a raging ocean, while the northern part is a constant erupting plain of magma, lava, and volcanic ranges.
And as you kind of see this planet approaching, there is a slice in the middle between the water and the fire that is, there's land, but besides that, it's this beautiful mix of swirling reds and raging blues. And as you get closer and closer, you see the spray of some of these waves are the largest you've ever seen on any planet. And there's a constant slight booming of these volcanoes that are going off. And Torash kind of guides the ship perfectly to one of the largest of the strips of land. But even as he's going to land, you can see on one side the volcanoes and the magma constantly going, and on the other, the water. And as he sets down his ship, there is a darker golden dragonborn who is looking. He looks up and starts to wave, and you were seeing Torash's father. And that is where we're going to end the session.
Woo. Cool.
That was a fun sesh.
Yeah, it was.
Thank you so much for listening to the Dungeon Bullies podcast. We appreciate you all being here with us on this adventure as this team gets closer to
the Vault Subnautical. We have some fun, interesting things coming up on the podcast in the next couple weeks, so stay tuned bi-weekly on Tuesdays. But as promised, we want to tell you about another podcast that has kind of ran by the boys that we find truly exceptional and just wonderful folks in this amazing TTRPG community. We want you to check out Spitfire Squires. They are a comedy role-playing TTRPG podcast, very similar to the Dungeon Boys vibe and absolutely wonderful. Their energy is so upbeat, so unique, and I find myself laughing while listening to these great folks. They've got a 5-star on Spotify. We went ahead and put that link in this episode's bio, so you could just click right on over and check them out. And the coolest news, they already have a completed season. So if you were really in the mood to binge something, you've got it. And if not, actually, as of yesterday, when this episode is coming out, they have a brand new season. First episode already out. It's quite wonderful. But back to the boys. You can check us out on Patreon to get some behind the scenes from character perspectives, some early update releases, early episodes, and of course, some fun tips from the Dungeon Master, which is me. But yeah, thank you so much for listening, and may all your space travels be safe.